the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
On Tuesday, since we last spoke about Donald Trump, we make sure there are lots of other things that we cover on this program, but there's no doubt that he has an issue with his MAGA base in the United States because of his connections to the disgraced paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, dead since 2019. But there's other things that have developed. We'll get to that in a moment. But before we do that, let's hear a little bit of Stephen Colbert of The Late Show on CBS mocking a decision by his network's parent company to settle a lawsuit with Trump for $16 million.
This settlement is for a nuisance lawsuit Trump filed claiming that 60 Minutes deceptively edited their interview with then-candidate Kamala Harris last fall. Paramount knows they could have easily fought it because, in their own words, the lawsuit was completely without merit. And keep in mind, Paramount produced Transformers, Rise of the Beast. They know completely without merit. Unlike the payoffs from ABC and Twitter, Paramount's settlement did not include an apology. Instead, that's good. Instead, the corporation released a statement where they said, "You may take our money, but you will never take our dignity. You may, however, purchase our dignity for the low, low price of $16 million. We need the cash." Now, I believe that this kind of complicated financial settlement with a sitting government official has a technical name in legal circles. It's big fat bribe. Because this all comes as Paramount's owners are trying to get the Trump administration to approve the sale of our network to a new owner, Skydance. Not the music I was expecting. Okay. That was me dancing in the sky. And some of the TV typers out there are blogging that once Skydance gets CBS, the new owner's desire to please Trump could put pressure on late-night host and frequent Trump critic Stephen Colbert.
Marion McKeown, is it any surprise that, what is it, 6 days later, they've announced that they're axing the show for financial reasons?
It's no surprise at all. I think it's surprising that they said it's for financial reasons, particularly because Stephen Colbert's show, he replaced David Letterman, of course, is the highest rating of any of the nighttime shows, and the rivals would be Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert's show is consistently the highest rating. Also, you would have to ask the question, ironically, Stephen Colbert, I believe, earns around $16 million, upwards of $16 million a year as part of his contract. That was the amount that was paid out, of course, to Trump. That's what the settlement cost. In various ways. So if they could afford to pay Trump $16 million, you'd imagine they could afford to pay Stephen Colbert's salary, since he's actually bringing in money, not costing them money. But it seems like it's a depressing decision.
Isn't this sort of typical of an authoritarian regime, that it forces media companies to effectively censor or silence those who are in any way opposed to the administration?
Well, you know, this is certainly one of the clear worrying steps of that. Now, Stephen Colbert, really, as you heard from the clip there, he really took CBS, which, you know, is his employer, to task in a pretty scathing way about them bending the knee to Trump. The other person who I think should be watched is Jon Stewart on the Daily Show, because he, which is also owned by CBS and Paramount, he likewise eviscerated them for this decision. And so we'll see if he holds on to his job. But I think you're right. It is really worrying when you've got, this is because, let's not forget why this is happening, that there's a big deal taking place. Sherry Redstone stands to make $2 billion herself. The head of Paramount, if this deal goes through with Paramount and Skydance. Obviously, she doesn't want to tick Trump off because she thinks he could either veto or block or otherwise delay the deal. So she wants to keep him happy. She knows he can be vindictive. And I think that, hence the $16 million settlement. Trump wanted $20 billion initially. And let's not forget why. It was because he didn't like how a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris was edited. It wasn't changed or anything else. They shortened one quote and they divided it over two different shows. And he believed that was worth $20 billion in damages to him, even though he won the election. Okay. Like, that's how ridiculous this was.
Let's hear something else from Stephen Colbert, though, because I want us to go on to the Epstein files. And let's just hear a recent monologue by Colbert taking aim at Trump over this.
I don't know what you all are talking about, but everybody I talk to is talking about what Donald Trump doesn't want to talk about. So, so let's talk about it. It being the conspiracy surrounding his old dancing buddy, Jeffrey Epstein. There you go. For years, before he was, you know, reelected, and recently, since they all got into office, a bunch of high-ranking people in Trump's administration have kept promising to release the files surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, his mysterious clients, and his suspicious death. But now, suddenly, for reasons that I legally cannot think of, Donald Trump seems desperate to stop us from knowing who Jeffrey Epstein's clients were. In fact, yesterday, he said he was surprised anyone even cares about the guy.
I don't understand it, why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life.
That sentence was never a big factor in terms of word. He went on.
I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff.
Yes. No, he's right. The Epstein saga is a total snooze fest. I mean, the most powerful man in the world is blocking information about a cabal of the rich, the famous, and the royal, befriending a con man who regularly flies off in his private plane to his private island or do super illegal sex stuff. Then the con man is arrested. People are afraid he's going to name names, but before he can, he mysteriously dies right after being taken off a suicide watch in a federal prison during the administration of the guy who is blocking the release of the information.
Marion, he summed it up well there in very quick space of time.
Yeah.
But this is becoming a bigger issue, though, for Trump, isn't it? Because his MAGA base have made the Epstein situation incredibly important to them. And they expected Trump in office to deliver on finding out. But the issue seems to be there's so much photo and video evidence of Trump and Epstein hanging out together. And tell us about the Wall Street Journal story today in relation to a birthday package for Epstein to which Trump contributed.
That's right. And I think just putting this into context, I have spoken to so many Trump supporters who have flatly denied what I've said when they talk about Clinton and Epstein and Pizzagate and the paedophile ring within the Democratic Party. And whenever I say, what about Trump's relationship with Epstein, they go, he never knew him. And somehow the media and the media circles that most Trump supporters are in, they seemed completely oblivious to the fact that Trump had any relationship with Epstein whatsoever. And suddenly they're being confronted with knowledge that not only were they very good friends for a very long time, and there's a lot of evidence and photographs to document it, but now it seems that Trump, the very person who promised them he'd get to the bottom of this, is the one who's holding back and who's really double-crossed them. But back to the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, which Trump is now promising to sue Rupert Murdoch and the editor and News Corp and everyone who ever had anything to do with the Wall Street Journal, published back in 2003, Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday was being celebrated, and the celebration was organised by his then girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who, as we know, is now in prison serving a 20-year sentence for her role in the scandal. She put together a book, allegedly, which had a lot of famous people who did drawings and sent messages and whatever for Jeffrey Epstein to mark his 50th birthday. Now, back then, Trump and Epstein were still very good friends, and as you say, there's any amount of evidence, photographic and otherwise, video, to support that. And it's claimed that Trump's message, which was included in this book, is like a snatch from a film. So it says voiceover, and then it says, there must be more to life than having everything, it began. And then Donald, yes there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, as in Jeffrey Epstein, nor will I, since I also know what it is. And then Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes we do, come to think of it. And then Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. And then Donald, the final sentence is, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. Now, and this is written in the body of what is apparently a Trump drawing of a naked woman, which is described by the Wall Street Journal as a body drawing, and signed with his name on it.
Yeah, but now, Trump denies that. I quote, he never wrote a picture in my life, he said.
That, well, we know for a fact that that's not true, because he has had several pieces of drawings, mostly of New York buildings, and sketches, little sketches he's done over the years, auctioned off for charity for various amounts, as much as $20,000. We've seen at least half a dozen of those. So we know he has done drawings, but he is denying this absolutely vehemently. And it seems that, you know, the Wall Street Journal, let's not forget News Corp, Murdoch, they paid out $876 million or thereabouts to Dominion. You're not going to run a story like this involving the President of the United States and a letter that our message and drawing that he sent to Jeffrey Epstein, America's most notorious paedophile, unless you have your facts straight. You're just not going to do it. It was like the New York Times when they wrote about Elon Musk's drug use, and we chatted about that. And I said, look, they wouldn't have run it if they hadn't got it. It turned out they were briefed by the White House. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So, you know, you've got to have these things nailed down. So let's see if Trump sues, but he's furious about this. He's gone back to saying there's nothing to this. His main claim now is that the Epstein files, which is so bizarre, that they were written, they were made up by James Comey, his daughter, who's a prosecutor with the Southern District of New York, was just fired, and Obama and Clinton and all these people. It just doesn't stand up. But I think what's happening is the disquiet. I don't know if it's going to be fatal for Trump, but there's a lot of disquiet with his base. As I say, they're only now realising that A, he and Epstein were friends, and B, that he seems to be pulling a fast one on them now by concealing this, having spoken about it for years, about this scandal and Democrats and elites like Bill Gates. Now he's saying there's nothing to see here, there's nothing in it, and by the way, he did kill himself, and everybody just move on. So it's, we'll see where it goes. I suspect Trump, who is the master of distraction, will do something that will try and get everyone's attention away.
He might have
like
to bomb somewhere.
Firing Jerome Powell. Yeah. He might have to go back to Iran, or he might have to fire Jerome Powell, or just do something else that will deflect from this, because it's proving sticky for him.
Marion McKeown, we'll talk to you again on Tuesday with Carl Thomas. Thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.